update us on the situation with Andrew Ladd?
Yeah, I'm going to list it as really precautionary today. See how he feels tomorrow. I don't, it's not significant.
You didn't like the first two periods last game. How'd you feel about this game?
Yeah, I mean, we had better puck control. It was a better game. They didn't have much in their back end, their lineup, and that really drives their team and what they can do. So, yeah, like most of these exhibition games, it's assessing the result, or it was fine.
It looks like all the guys that we think anyways that are on the bubble of making this team got to show what it is they do tonight. Where does that leave you with your decision making?
The next game's important as well, and they'll get another look. But we're the guys that are competing for those open spots have played well, and they've deserved to go back into the lineup again and get another opportunity. So I didn't feel that anybody fell off. I think they've kind of, as camp has gone on, they've actually gotten better. You know, they're more comfortable with what we're trying to do. You're not directing them as much on the bench anymore. They're picking up the stuff that they're supposed to pick up, and then, you know, clearly they all of them have a little different gift, and they've had a chance to show it.
Can you give me an idea with some of those guys of anything that stood out for you tonight?
I would just say more of what they've done, right? It's the consistency. They all have the ability. They're all good players, and they're all going to play in the NHL. And so you're looking for that consistency, and we've seen it. It's been good. So the next games are really important for them too, because the one after that, I got to make a roster up. I got to put 20 guys on the ice. So I've been happy with them.
Paul, in regards to Ehlers, is that the most comfortable you saw in terms of maybe his explosiveness in the offensive side, maybe coming out of his game a little bit more today?
Yeah, I think, yeah. So he's been good. They didn't have their 6D, so I don't want to minimize. I'm really happy with the way those young guys are playing, really. Whether it's the start of, if it's open, whether it's opening game or it's a year from now, whenever it is, they're going to be good players for this team for an awfully long time. But I don't know that the all of the exhibition season is going to tell you what you're going to see in a week, because for young players, you're, you know, always monitoring. We're going to play a different set of D here, I would think, in a couple of days, and that's going to give you a little different look. But they're good players, and they're going to be really important Winnipeg Jets.
Obviously, the fight didn't happen for Raffle, but his willingness, does that...
Today. You guys are eating. That's lunch and dinner, hey?
Sorry?
I don't know. There was a phone that went off earlier, and that phone right there is dinner. You guys are in good shape.
Whose phone?
I don't know. It's a fine, but it was the duck quacking, and I know mine does that, but I'm not carrying my phone on me. Right. Yeah, he's all right. He's left his phone in the car because he's on for lunch today.
All right. Raffle was not able to fight his fight, but the willingness, does that count for points in the competition?
Sure. The willingness, and everybody's got a job to do here, and I'm glad that he was willing to do it.
We've talked so much about the young forwards. How do you see things progressing on the back end, both Harrison and Party in there tonight?
Both better. Like, Adam's come off that injury, the rehab, and he's gotten stronger as camp's gone on. Jay played well in the games that he's been in. But the healthy guys will be in that lineup, and there's not a lot of job openings back there.